This induction will relax you more and more, and finally take you into a nice deep level of trance, and also install a trigger that you can use in the future to go instantly into just as deep a trance. So find yourself a nice quiet spot where you know you will not be disturbed for the duration of this file. Let out the cat, take the phone off the hook, and either sit down or lie down. If you are sitting, be sure to use a comfortable chair and to sit with your legs uncrossed and feet on the floor, and your arms in your lap or on the armrests. If you lie down, then lie flat on your back with your arms along your sides. Find a spot to focus on the wall opposite or on the ceiling. Let your body be as nice and relaxed as you possibly can, and take a deep breath in and out. In and out. Feel how every time you breathe in, you seem to be relaxing even more, more and more. Notice how if you hear any sounds from the street or other ordinary sounds, they only seem to relax you even more. Now look at the spot and notice how your eyes are suddenly getting tired, more and more tired. Notice how every time you blink, the urge to shut your eyes gets bigger and bigger. Your eyes are getting tired now. Tired and droopy. Droopy tired. You want to close those eyes. In a moment I want you to close your eyes, and as you do so, you will notice how this makes your body and your mind relax much more than before. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath. Feel the relaxation. Feel it in your entire body. And feel how every time you take a breath, it seems to relax you even more. As if every time you breathe in, a big wave of relaxation sweeps through your entire body from your feet and upwards towards your head. And every time you breathe out, that same wave of relaxation travels in the opposite direction, all the way down to your feet. Now open your eyes and find the spot. Look at the spot. And notice how your eyes are even more tired and just want to close again. Feel your eyes getting more and more tired, more and more droopy, drowsy tired. Now close your eyes and feel yourself going 10 times as deep down when they close. Go even deeper now. You are very relaxed. Both your mind and your body are perfectly at rest. And every time you breathe in, you feel the wave of relaxation going up. And every time you breathe out, you feel the wave going back down. Open your eyes for the last time now. Look at the spot and focus on the spot. Your eyes are getting tired. Your eyes are getting more and more tired. So tired that you can hardly keep them open now. In a moment, I want you to close them again. And as you do, you will feel yourself going much deeper. 30 times deeper than before. Are you ready? Now close your eyes. Feel yourself relaxing now, all the way down. And as you relax, I want you to notice something now. Notice how your arms are now starting to get tired. They are starting to get tired and heavy, more and more, all the time, more and more. Feel your arms gradually becoming more and more tired, to the extent that they are so tired and heavy that they will be impossible to lift or even move. Feel them getting heavier now, more and more. I'm going to count to 10 now, and as I do, you will notice how your arms will be becoming more and more heavy with each and every number I mention. And when I reach the number 10, your arms will be so heavy, limp, and tired that you can't possibly move them. Are you ready? 1. Your arms are getting tired. 2. More and more tired. 3. Even more with every number I speak. 4. You can hardly feel your arms now. 5. Tired and heavy. 6. More heavy. 7. More tired. 8. Almost there. 9. So heavy, so tired. And 10. Your arms are totally heavy now, and you cannot lift or move them. Trying will only make you more tired and make you go even deeper. Try and see. Now stop trying. Relax and go even deeper. Now I want you to notice your legs. Notice how your legs are now starting to get tired. They are starting to get tired and heavy. More and more. All the time, more and more. Feel your legs gradually becoming more and more tired, to the extent that they are so tired and heavy that they will be impossible to lift or even move. Feel them getting heavier now, more and more. I'm going to count to 10 now, and as I do, you will notice how your legs will become more and more heavy with each and every number I mention. And when I reach the number 10, your legs will be so heavy, limp, and tired that you can't possibly move them. Are you ready? 1. Your legs are getting tired. 2. More and more tired. 3. Even more with every number I speak. 4. You can hardly feel your legs now. 5. Tired and heavy. 6. More heavy. 7. More tired. 8. Almost there. 9. So heavy, so tired. And 10. Your legs are totally heavy now, and you cannot lift or move them. Trying will only make you even more tired and make you go even deeper still. Try and see. Now stop trying. Relax and go even deeper. Go deeper still. Now I would like to address the part of your mind that has been listening to my voice all along. The part of you that knows how to go into a nice and deep trance. I want you to give yourself permission now to go into a nice and deep trance. And with every minute that passes, I want you to continue going deeper, going as deep as you possibly can. Imagine now that you are in a beautiful garden, an old garden with tall trees, lots of bushes, and big flower beds scattered across a beautiful lawn. You feel the garden all around you now, and it makes you feel extremely peaceful. You see the grass, see the trees and the flowers. You can hear the birds and the wind in the tall trees. You feel the breeze on your cheeks. Right in front of you is a set of steps leading down to another level in the garden. Another level where there is even more peace and quiet, more tranquility. There are 10 steps leading down into the center of the garden. And you know that with every step you take down into the garden, your level of relaxation and trance will instantly double. You will go down the steps now, and I will count them for you as you take them. And for every step you take, you will now go twice as deep as before. Are you ready? 1. First step. Feel your trance doubling. 2. Second step. Double again. 3. Deeper still. 4. And 5. 6. Incredibly deep right now. 7. 8. You are almost down in the center of the garden. 9. almost there, almost totally entranced. 10. Now feel the deep level of trance and relaxation, and double that right now. You are totally deep, totally relaxed, and it feels so good, so peaceful. Right in front of you, you see a doorway. You go up to the doorway now, and in a moment you will pass through the doorway. And as you do, your mind will go even deeper, to a nice deep state of trance, where lasting changes can be made to the way you react, feel, or think, where everything you hear will immediately begin to happen, where other files can make profound changes to yourself. When I count to three, you will go through the doorway and instantly go much, much deeper. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Pass through the doorway now. Go 30 times deeper. Deeper still. You are totally deep now, totally relaxed, and feels so good, so peaceful now. Your mind is willing and able to understand everything it hears and to make all the changes that you desire. You love relaxing this much, don't you? It makes you feel so good, and it really charges up your batteries afterwards. You want to be able to go this deep again, and you can. You can go as deep as you want. This is only the beginning. And every time you put yourself into a trance, you will find yourself going even deeper every single time you do it. And it will be so easy for you. From now on, everything you have to do to go into a deep trance is find yourself a spot to sit or lie down in. Find a spot on the wall or ceiling to focus on. Take a deep breath and then close your eyes. Feel yourself starting to relax when you do that. Then open your eyes. Find the spot again and close your eyes. The second time your eyes close, you feel yourself going much deeper. Much, much deeper. Then open your eyes the third time and find the spot. Focus on the spot and close your eyes for the third time. And as you close your eyes the third time, you'll find yourself instantly entering this deep level of trance, or possibly even deeper. This is a trigger that you can now use to put yourself right back into trance. Doesn't matter if you want to listen to other files by me or by someone else, or whether you just want to do a nice bit of self-hypnosis. You will instantly go to this deep level of trance where anything you hear or say to yourself will be instantly received and understood by your subconscious. This is a fantasy story I'm going to tell you. And while I tell it, I want you to imagine that it is you that the story is about. I want you to picture in your mind that you are the person in the story. It will be very easy for you to see yourself in this story, and it will also be easy for you to feel the things that I describe. You are so relaxed right now, so relaxed and comfortable. You listen only to my voice, and what I tell you goes directly to your unconscious now. Everything I say will embed itself in your mind and control the way your mind and body react from now on. A big box has been sent to you. As you receive the box at your door, you are very puzzled because you were not expecting any boxes. You ask the delivery man if it isn't a mistake, but he shows you his papers, and it clearly says that this box is for you. Your name and address are on it. No mistake. You sign for the box and take it inside. You feel so puzzled, but also you feel excited, don't you? Yes, Feel the excitement of opening a completely foreign box. What could be inside it, you wonder? Inside the cardboard box is a rather big chest. It's an old chest with nice carvings and painted in nice bright colors. Inside the chest you find a whole wardrobe of clothes. Very old clothes, it seems to you. All the clothes are neatly folded and seem to be in excellent condition and freshly washed. They smell nice. You had expected a stuffy smell of old clothes from the chest, but instead a faint but pleasant smell of lavender reaches your nostrils. Smell the lavender now. It's such a nice scent. You take the garments out one thing at a time in order to see if there are any papers or any kind of explanations as to why these clothes and the chest have been sent to you. You lay the clothes out on your bed as you take them out. The clothes all appear to be ladies' clothes, and they seem to be very old. You decide that they must be from the Victorian period. You don't know much about fashion, but you're surprised that 150-year-old clothes can still look so new. They look completely new, in mint condition, freshly ironed and folded, it appears. You examine all the garments, a pair of very large knickers, a corset, stockings with sexy garters, new-looking Victorian ladies' shoes, a skirt, a petticoat, very voluminous, a pretty dress with laces everywhere and what seems to be a large cleavage and bare shoulders, a pair of gloves, and a hat. There is even a small sunshade. Yes, you say, this is clearly Victorian. There is no note or any explanation as to why this chest and these clothes have been sent to you. You are very puzzled. You look at this whole wardrobe now lying on your bed, neatly laid out, and then you giggle. Wouldn't it be fun to try them on? Yes, you'd like that. Even though it is many years since you last played masquerade, and you have never gone to a fancy dress ball, you get a strong urge to try on these clothes and see what you'd look like. Actually, the thought of dressing up like a Victorian lady gets you all excited. It turns you on, and you decide to do it at once. You know that you have the house to yourself, and no one will disturb you. Feel the thrill and almost forbidden pleasure of trying somebody else's clothes on. That feels so naughty, doesn't it? Yes. You quickly take off your clothes and stand naked in the room. See yourself naked in the mirror. See the bed where all your new clothes are waiting for you. You feel so turned on, don't you? Yes, it's so exciting. It makes you very horny. And still you find yourself going deeper now. So deep. You listen to my voice, and everything I say goes directly to your unconscious now, where it sinks deep down and changes the way you think and react. First you put on the knickers. They fit you perfectly. They have thigh-length legs that are adorned with lace at the end. You admire the knickers in the mirror and turn to see yourself from all sides. Just feel that silky material so close to your naked groin. Yes. You say, what to put on next, the corset or the stockings? You decide to try the corset. Normally, one would need an assistant to lace up a corset properly, but you are only trying it on for fun, so you decide to just wear it loosely. The corset must be either slipped on from above and down, or by stepping into it and pulling it up. You decide that it will be easier to step into it and pull it up, and this is what you do. To your surprise, the corset is laced in size, so that with a little bit of pulling, you can get it past your hips and up to cover your breast area. You feel the hard insides of the corset against your waist and chest, but it is not too tight. The corset must have been owned by a formidable lady, because the cups for the breasts in the corset are very big. They are way too big for you, and you giggle at the thought of the kind of breasts you would have to fill these out. But it also makes you a little hot to think about. You imagine yourself having breasts like that. What an idea! The corset is actually a little tight, but it must have been so all the time, you just didn't notice. You feel your chest and your waist being under quite a bit of pressure from the padded, yet rather hard and unforgiving corset. You think it's lucky that you don't have to have it even tighter, as the ladies did 150 years ago. You have heard about that period. You have heard that girls were bound so tightly that they could only eat little bits of food at a time, and how many girls would faint because of lack of oxygen. Good thing you are only trying these things on for fun. They seem to be the real thing, and that corset feels completely rigid and unforgiving. Next, you sit down on the bed to put on the stockings. They are clearly for a tall girl, but she must have small feet. You can hardly get your feet into the stockings, but you manage. Stockings are very tight. They go all the way up to where your knickers end, and even though they are so tight that you think they can hold themselves up on your legs just fine, you slip a garter over each stocking anyway to complete the image. You stand up and twirl yourself around in front of the mirror. Somehow you look very convincing as a vaudeville kind of lady dressed to get men into bed. You look sexy. But there are still some garments left, so you put on the underskirt next. It goes over the waist of the corset and runs nearly all the way to the floor. Wow! That girl must have been exactly my height, you think. What a coincidence. And she must have been really tall for that period. The underskirt is made of thin silk and looks absolutely breathtaking on you, you think. Next is the petticoat, which by far is the thing from the chest that takes up the most space. It consists of layer upon layer of rather stiff material to make one's figure into that of a Victorian girl. The petticoat covers the underskirt, adding enormous padding to your ass. Wow, you think, how am I going to sit down in that thing? You twirl yourself around and find that your ass is now about 3 times as big as it usually is, and that the petticoat covers your ass and legs to almost make a bell shape out of them. You know that the style is correct, and you look completely transformed. Now only a few things to go. This is so exciting. You are gasping, not from the corset, but from sexual excitement. You find that you are so hot. There is something so kinky about trying on these clothes. You almost feel like masturbating, but you decide to wait and to put on the rest of the ensemble. Continue going deeper now, going deeper and deeper, right into oblivion. So deep, so susceptible. Yes, You hear only my voice, and you love to follow my suggestions. You slip the dress over your head and pull it on. It slides easily down over the silk-covered corset and petticoat and completely covers these things. The cleavage on the dress is a perfect fit for the corset. What a pity I don't have anything to fill that with, you think, as you look down your rather empty bosom. You think of finding some kind of padding material, but decide that that can wait. Next, you put on the shoes, which fit your feet perfectly. That is so strange, you think. Could this be a costume made recently for bigger people, you think? But the clothes look so authentic. Next, you put on a hat, which is a kind of bonnet with a shade that completely hides your face if you are seen in profile. It covers your hair, too. Then you pull the gloves on. They are long gloves that go over your elbows and almost up to the sleeves of the dress. You stand in front of the mirror to look at yourself now. You are wearing everything except the sunshade, which is only an accessory anyway. Continue going deeper now. Much deeper, as deep as you can. You know how deep you can really go, and right now you go to maximum depth. Then you feel it. You feel it now. You start to feel the knickers getting tighter and tighter on your frame. So tight, you can't believe it. And at the same time you discover that you are completely unable to move. That's right. You are standing in front of the mirror with your arms to your sides, and you are locked, frozen. You are unable to move a muscle, and your eyes are wide with disbelief. Next, you feel the corset getting tighter. Tighter and tighter now. You try to expand your belly and your chest to stop it from constricting you, but your muscles do not work. You are helpless as you feel the cursed corset getting tighter and tighter. Oh, so tight. You feel like you are about to faint. It is so tight now. You feel like your ribs might be bending and giving way. You feel entranced and helpless and completely at the mercy of this corset. It feels as if two maids are working behind your back, tightening all the ribbons, mercilessly tightening them. You feel your waist getting smaller and smaller. You feel your stomach being pressed upwards now. As your waist is getting smaller and smaller, you feel your stomach being pressed up below your ribs. You see yourself in the mirror, and you can practically see the waist reducing itself as if by magic. The skirt, petticoat, and dress all do the same, and it feels like all the clothes are shrinking you down to size. They are molding your figure perfectly to that hourglass shape with the wide hips that used to be so popular in the Victorian era. And there's not a thing you can do about it. Then you feel the stockings on your legs. They are getting tighter and tighter now, all the way down into your feet, pressing themselves mercilessly around your legs and feet, shrinking your legs and feet. You feel that your feet must have gone down a whole size or two, and then the shoes lock tight, oh so tight, around your feet now, making your feet and legs dainty and feminine. Now the corset starts to work again, but this time you feel something expanding. Your breasts are starting to grow out. That's right, your tits are really growing now. They are getting gigantic. You stare at yourself in the mirror, because it is impossible for you to bend your neck or move a muscle in your body still. But in the mirror, you clearly see your bosom getting larger and larger in front of your very eyes. Now they are pressing against the rim of the corset that a moment ago was completely vacant. Now they are overfilling the corset, and you feel your nipples getting really hard inside the corset. You have enormous breasts now. You gasp in amazement. You look almost like a Victorian lady now. You look completely transformed. Next, your hands and arms are shrunk inside the gloves. Amazing how soft leather gloves can squeeze your hands so tightly. You feel your hands almost crushing as they are being changed into dainty little hands. Now the bonnet starts on your face, pressing your cheeks together until your face is slender and very feminine. You see hair, long hair growing out from under the bonnet, and when the hair has reached shoulder length, it starts curling itself into pretty little curls. Continue going deeper and deeper now. You go so deep down. You become so susceptible. You listen to my voice, and everything I say is the way things are from now on. You are now transformed completely into a Victorian lady in her tight, oh so tight corset, with her big dress and padded petticoats, a full bust, and lovely curly hair. You actually look wonderful. In this dream, this fantasy story, you are then a reincarnation of the lady who used to own these clothes. You have no way of changing back, and when you walk out of your house soon after, you are in London, England, in the Victorian era. You will have left your current body and left your time and place to go back in time and become a real Victorian lady. Because those were not normal clothes, but you had no way of knowing, did you? You must now, in this dream, live the rest of your life as a Victorian lady in the Victorian era in London. But luckily, this is only a dream, a hypno-fantasy, and in a little while, when I wake you up, you will become your normal self again. But for a little while after you wake up, even though you will have full control of your body and know who you are, you will still be able to feel that tight corset, your big breasts, and your Victorian body. You will feel yourself as a Victorian lady, completely laced up in her clothes. You might even see yourself as her in the mirror, but it will only last for a little while. And then you will feel the corset and all the other things going away, and you will feel your normal self again. This feeling of being laced up and being a Victorian lady is only very brief the first time you listen to this file. But if you desire to feel like a Victorian lady for a little longer, you can listen to the file again. And I promise you that each time you have listened, the feeling of being another person in another body and time will last a little bit longer. A little bit longer every time you listen to the file. You like the feeling of being completely transformed, don't you? Yes, so nice. So you might decide to come back and listen some more to this file. You never know. So when you wake up in a little moment from now, you are yourself in body and mind, but you still feel the snaring corset, the tight stockings, shoes and gloves, and you still feel your face as being somehow different. But if this is the first time you listen, then the effects will only last for 5 minutes, maybe less. Maybe you won't even feel them. But if you like this fantasy and you want to return to it, all you have to do is listen to this file again. And with each and every time you listen, the effects of the file make you feel a little bit more like a Victorian girl in her tight costume, a little bit longer and a little bit more intense every time you listen. And now it is time to wake you up. I'm going to wake you now. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and with every number I mention, I want you to feel yourself becoming a little bit more awake and alert, so that when I reach the number 5, and only then, you will be completely awake. Awake and alert, feeling even better than before I put you in trance, feeling the way I have just described for you. Are you ready? 1. You are slowly beginning to wake up. 2. More and more awake. 3. You are waking slowly up. 4. More and more. 5. You are now completely awake, feeling fine and rested, feeling incredible, and I hope you have enjoyed it.